Hello, Preston.
Yes.
Hi, Preston. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So this is a part-time business, like you have a regular job during the week, and this is on weekends and things like that, or?
That is correct.
Okay, beautiful. So have you ever considered first page placement on Google before?
No.
All right. Well, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. What that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down and we won't work with anybody else who offers any of the same services that you provide to your clients. So the position itself is exclusive, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you're going a 20-mile radius, you do need a full package. However, we're running an excellent special right now that's going to lock you in at the flat rate of just $249 month to month with no contract. Okay? Now, specifically what the program will include for you is complete Google local optimization setup. That's the first page placement there within the local map on Google services. I'm sure you're probably pretty familiar with doing a Google search, right?
Yeah.
Most people are.
I'm searching generator install near me on Google right now.
Right, exactly. Most people are, but once in a blue moon, believe it or not, I'll get somebody who's never even used Google. So they're usually in different parts of the country, but it does happen. So you know how when you do that search, that map will pop up in the middle of the screen with the little red dots, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's called the local mapping section on Google. That is one of the positions that we do placement in. Now, the second position is directly above that at the top of the page in the Google Ads. This second position allows you to target the specific zip codes and areas outside of Arlington that you want to come up. We also include a full website. The website is Google compliant, conversion driven, mobile optimized. We build, host, maintain it, and showcase it on the top 60 directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, all the most popular directories that Google indexes each and every single time a keyword search is done. Now, with this, you're also going to have a complete tracking and reporting system that's going to allow you to track everything, Preston, to see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients. If you want to add keywords, change content, run any kind of promotion, you're able to do so with the assistance of your account management team.
Okay. So you were saying it's $250 a month?
It's $249 a month, yes.
Oh, okay. And then, okay. So, I know you're, so whenever you'll do this, so like whenever I do it right now, it pops up, bacon, plumbing, heating, air, electric.
Uh-huh.
.com. That's the top ad, and then
uh-huh.
after there's in-store ads of physical generators.
Uh-huh.
So there's physical generators that show up in like images, and then Bacon Electric, and then Arlington, Texas, Mr. Electric, USA.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes to reviews
uh-huh.
with the map.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Exactly.
So what are you saying that where would I be on this search that I did? So I did a search generator and an install near me.
Okay. So at the top of the page in the ads, you're going to be listed up there in the 20-mile radius that you want to target outside of Arlington, and then within the local map also. So you get those two different spotlight positions there, Preston.
Okay. So, like, yeah, so I see there's two ads.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was just
and the ads will run anywhere, but the ads will run anywhere between one and four ads, depending on what people are paying for at that particular time. That is a paid position. We include it within the package because it jumpstarts your campaign. It allows you to have a further radius and to specifically target the particular zip code you want to come up in. So yes, it would just be one more.
Okay. And then, I would just be on this first list. So, I'm on my phone, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the map, it shows all the red dots, but
right.
on the list, right below the map, there's
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4
mm-hmm.
That are popped up.
Right. There's either between 3 and 5 that are listed right there, depending on how many they've got going in at one time. So you'll be listed right there. I can't promise you 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th position, but you will be listed right there within the local map as well. And then the cool thing about it is, you know how with those companies that it has a dedicated website. If they have a website, then it automatically takes you to their site and you can look at their reviews. If you click on their business name, it's going to show you whatever their weekly post is or whatever the programming is that they have. We do all of that. We create the website. We include the weekly post for your company. If you're running any sort of special, say you're running a New Year's special, and all new clients get 10% off the sign up before New Year's Eve. Okay? Any type of special that you're running, any type of thing, flashy thing that you want to use in order to get people's attention, we're going to advertise that for you. We also help with review generation. Anybody, your friends, family members, anybody who's used you, anybody that has something nice to say about the company, we're going to go ahead and help to generate those reviews coming directly from them in order to get you the 5-star reviews and push you further and further up the map closer to the very top.
Okay, because I don't have like a Google page at the moment that could
We're
going to
create that for you. That's exactly
and
what
then,
we're doing.
Okay, and then you're saying that the website would be included?
Yes, sir. Nothing additional.
And, like the hosting and all that?
All of it. There's no hidden. I understand your questions, but there's absolutely no hidden cost whatsoever. It's not like you're going to get through this. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, there was a $399 charge that I forgot to, you know, tell you about.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was just the website creation and then you have to pay $10 for hosting or something. Anyway, so can you give me an example of a website that I could just look at and of what it looks like? Like approximation of what it would look like?
Yeah, so this phone number that we're speaking on, this is your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a second here. I'm going to text you over a couple of different links, okay?
Okay.
Now, you get to customize the colors, the photos. If you don't have a logo, we'll build you a logo. If you do have a logo, then we're going to brand your logo. If you don't have photos yet, we can use stock photos. Any ideas that you have about your logo or about how you want things to look, we can change the font, the colors. But literally, everything is there. They're Google compliant, conversion-driven, mobile optimized. The other really awesome thing about this is that anytime an update or change is made to your account or you want to run any sort of change, the optimization automatically happens on the website itself. If there's a Google algorithm change or update, then that it's also taken care of that way.
Okay.
At the very bottom of those sites, you'll see that they hyperlink back to the most popular directories that they're with, like Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, all of those. We go ahead and hyperlink everything back to the site. There's a lead capture box as well as a Google review button on there.
Okay. And then what is the cancellation policy, like if I'm not satisfied?
You need to call within 3 days of billing. It's month to month. There's no contract. So if for any reason you were unhappy, Preston, you would need to call by the 19th of the month to cancel the services.
Okay. And then, okay, so it's month to month. And then I was going to ask one other thing. Yeah, okay. So, but I can cancel for any reason. So, like, so I know this is a part-time thing for me. So, like, if...
Say you need to pause it. Say it doesn't work out for you altogether, you can cancel it. Say you get super, super busy and you're deciding if you're taking it over full-time or what it is that you want to do, and you just need to pause the campaign, or say you go on vacation for a month, you can pause the campaign. But it's completely cancelable. We read a voice verification during the client onboarding process that states that everything's month to month, that there's no contract, that there's no cancellation fee, there's no additional charges, hosting, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. We just ask that you contact client support within 3 days of the billing date if you choose to pause or cancel your services.
And so would, you were saying that I'd be able to see metrics and stuff, so would I be able to see, like, how many people saw my name and how many people clicked on it,
yes,
like the click through rate,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Yes, you understand. So many people don't get it, so I'm excited because that's exactly the impression per keyword. They're able to see the click through rate. You're able to see how many clicks and views directly to the website. You can even check out location of the searches that have been performed. But even and most importantly, we have a version of the recorded phone calls coming in because you get a complete call tracking system as well.
Okay, and so cost. So we were talking about $250 a month. I just threw out a number of 20 miles.
You can go up to 50.
So if I want to bring it down, because I would just rather, because I'm going to be doing this part time. So really, I don't want to get too many leads. So if I could just focus in on an area, what I'm getting is just if I do a 10 mile radius.
Yes, sir.
It's cheaper, and then I can, if I want more.
Oh, it's not cheaper. The cost is $249. There's nowhere else for me to go with that price. It's down from $599, and I waived a $299 setup fee. That's as low as it's going to get.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Does it
but it's not going to increase if you want to go up in mileage. Say you wanted to increase the mileage, the price isn't going to change either.
Okay, and then another question, can I do multiple radiuses? Let's say I hire someone that's based out of, that's 30 miles east of me. Can I do a radius from there?
You can.
Yeah, okay, so
you can. You would just do a blanket radius, or you would go by city name. You can go by county name, or you can choose to go by zip code.
Okay. So, like, I might want to go more, so I don't have to do, like, an exact radius? Is that what you're getting at? Like, I can just...
You can if you want to. So this is how when we do the client onboarding, this is what we ask you. Okay. Do you want to go by a blanket radius? Some guys, they only want, like you say, 10 miles, right? Or there's the top 5 zip codes that they know that they want, right? I want to show up in such and such, such and such, such and such, and such and such. Because these are the top areas where people are doing searches for my stuff. Now, you can go up to the top, I think it's top 15 zip codes. We could do the top 15 cities, too, because... if you have a city that has, like Houston, right, for example, let's just say Houston has a bazillion zip codes, right?
Yeah.
So we would just say Houston primary if they want all of Houston. We're not going to say all 50 zip codes because that's going to eat up your budget. You see what I'm saying? So you can either do the top 15 zip codes, top 15 cities, a blanket mile radius, which is always – all of these things are always adjustable, Preston. You're not married to them unless you want to be. Or you could say, you know what, I want this county, and this county.
Okay, so so you're saying that so explain to me, you were saying that this, it would affect my, so you're saying like if I did more zip codes, it would affect my budget. What do you mean by that?
I mean, $100 of your $249 budget is going towards the Google Ads. So the Google Ads, like I mentioned before, they're generally a pay-per-click. Okay, it's usually a pay-per-click thing. But instead of you being charged per click, per caller, per lead, it's coming from my company. We're putting down the funds. We're bidding on the keywords. We're going ahead and vouching for you, and my company incurs the click cost. instead of you.
Okay, so you're okay, I gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
And so if I do too many zip codes 10 days into the month, then I'll be out.
Exactly, much quicker.
Okay, and so if I do decide to take on more work, like that's just something where I can call y'all and say, hey, can I add $100?
Oh, absolutely. We're never going to turn your money away. Yes, sir.
What'd you say?
I said, we're never going to turn your money away.
Yeah, but what I mean is, I can just add, I want to add $100 a month, and that $100 goes towards the monthly budget.
Towards the Google Ads, yes, sir. Absolutely.
The Google Ads.
Mm-hmm. So. We have guys that call in on Wednesdays and Fridays, like locksmiths, tow truck guys. Just depends on what the needs of the business are. They call in a couple times a week or even a few different times a month and say, okay, on this day and this day I'm putting down $300 and $500 because they make it back five times, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And then will I know, if I'm still have, like, how much is left in the budget for, so you're saying that if I sign up today,
so. If you sign up today, the first thing that's going to happen.
January 10th.
Right. You sign up today. The first thing that's going to happen is you have to have your client onboarding. It's going to take 3 to 5 days to build the website. We're going to have Christmas. By then, your website's going to be built. Once we get the website built is when we go ahead and get the Google ad pushed out. The ad doesn't start running for the first 7 to 14 days because we have to build everything, okay? Then once the ad is running, then you'll have the opportunity to be getting views and clicks and things like that from that. So to be honest with you, we're leaving here Friday. We're off completely. We're probably out of here on Thursday. I think they're letting us go at like 2 p.m. your time. We're in California, so they're going to let us go at 2 p.m. your time. We're not going to touch it again until Monday because it's holiday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's not really what I was asking. Like, I'm not concerned with the timeliness of it. What I meant is I was just thinking, so my month will be ending on, let's say, the 25th. Whatever, for the
your month will be ending on the 21st of next month. So that's why I was explaining to you like how things happen, how quickly it gets going, is because then you would understand that it doesn't start, it's not going to start like we start everything today and get everything, begin the programming to get everything pushed out. But the Google Ads take 7 to 14 days to get to even come up on the first page. And while we have those days off for the holiday, we're not working during those interim days. There's a lot of holidays that we do, but Christmas isn't one of them. So, yes, you will be able to track it. You know what I mean?
So let's say, so what I'm getting at is like, okay, let's just say February 21st.
Sure.
So it's the end of the second month. So I will have a full month. So let's say on February 10th, am I able to see if I, like, only use half of the budget?
Yes. Anytime you are, because you'll have my direct phone number and extension line. You'll have the number for client support. Plus, you'll have your client dashboard. You'll have your username and password where you're able to see what the click-through rate was on everything or is on everything. And then you'll be able to determine that. And, of course, you have myself and then the other technicians that are assigned directly to your account that will be able to go in and help you with those analytics.
Okay, yeah. So, like, if I need to just increase more zip codes because I'm not using all of my budget or...
Exactly.
Okay. And then do y'all spread it out over the month? Like, I'm not sure exactly how that would work. So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I know
we're not
going to
run through
clicks,
the full first $100 in the first day. That's not going to, you're never going to stick around if that's what we're doing to you. You know what I mean? So it's approximately about $5 a day. The clicks cost anywhere from 50 cents to $5 depending on the keyword and where it's being targeted. So, yes, we do spread it out. And then, obviously, again, it seems like you seem to understand this a little bit better than most. So if you had more budget, then you're going to get more, you're going to get more increased visibility. But you can have increased, you can be showing up there all day between the hours of say 5 a.m. and 7 p.m., but nobody clicked on your ad, which is good for you because you basically got a free advertisement. Say they scrolled down to the middle of the page and they chose to take a look at your website from the Google Map. Because a lot of people will see that ad and they just go, it kind of intimidates them. They don't know what that means. You know what I mean? So then they'll go down and they'll look, oh, okay, look, they're listed again. And just because they saw you at the top and then they see you again within the map, they already feel a little more comfortable because they see you multiple times on the same page. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, and then okay, so I guess what I'm getting at is how do you meter how, not meter, but how do you control the flow? So let's say I had 5 employees, but I still only want to target, you know, 20 to 30 miles. So I'm part-time, so is it just when certain people search it, like it's like, 1 in 3 people that search it, if they're going to see it, like, I know you can't give me a number on that, but like, is it like that, or is it like every single person in the zip code that searches this exact phrase will be on the list of people?
It just depends. In the local map, once you're listed there, you only move up the list, and yes, you will not rotate off. As far as the Google Ads go, that's determined by hours of operation, demographic. There's a number of things that go into that, and I don't have that exact answer for you. But if you're part-time at the top in the ads and you only want to show up, say, between, you know, 5 and 7 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then the rest of the days you're good anytime, then it's going to be tailored to fit the hours of operation and what the business needs. Now, if you're one of those guys that can take phone calls all day, but can't necessarily service all day, you know, and that's what you mean by part-time, but you can still accept the phone calls to be able to tell the clients, like, hey, yeah, you know, I have an opening for you between 6 and 7 p.m. or whatever the case is about how you're working this side business around your regular job, then you can still just take the calls. You know what I mean? Like, nobody needs to know that you're a part-time business because you're just scheduling when it's convenient for you. Does that make sense?
I just meant if you need things to bring
that in so you're not being advertised during certain hours because you can't even accept phone calls during those hours, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I meant like if I want to increase my budget, so is it that I'm just showing up more often on the ads?
Yes.
If I'm increase, so that's what increase. So okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
yes.
Only a certain percentage of the time I'm showing up because we're trying to spread it out over a month.
Mm-hmm.
$100.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Correct. Okay. That's absolutely correct. And it's going to, that is to get you moving up there faster because the local map listing is what takes the longest. We send the PIN code out to you in the mail. That takes 6 to 10 days to get to you. Once you get that PIN code in the mail, the maximum amount of time that it'll take us to get you listed in the local map is 30 days. It usually happens a lot faster, but that's what the terms and conditions state. The most important thing is to get the client onboarding taken care of right away, and then, of course, to get that PIN code back to us. Once we trigger the PIN code to be sent out to you, that's what's going to make you one of those little red dots on the map. That's what's going to build you a Google Knowledge card. That's where we're going to attach the website and start moving you up the list. But that is a process that, I mean, it takes time. There's no way around it. So in order to supplement, you have calls coming to you for the program to pay for itself and begin building everything. That's why we have the website up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. All the directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, all that stuff is up and running in 3 to 5 days. And we're able to get the ads going in the first 7 to 14 days to supplement you while we get the focus onto that local map as well.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Awesome. And then y'all don't have like, so let's say I don't like the service y'all are providing anymore. You said I can cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Did, this will be my account, though, right? It's not like, oh, you don't have these Google reviews anymore.
Oh, no. It's totally yours. We're not like that. Yeah, no.
Everything
is yours to keep. Everything's yours to keep. Okay. There's a buyout for the domain if you want to keep the website. There's a buyout. I don't know what they're charging now. It's not much for that, or you can continue hosting domain with us. But, no, we're not in the business of ruining
people. Oh, yeah, that's one other thing I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Domain. So, I was actually trying to purchase a domain but was unable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being used.
What is the domain?
I think it was just trying mathiselectric.com.
Mathiselectric.com. Make sure I'm spelling like it's been a long day. Electric.com. Just want to make sure I'm spelling it. Okay.
Parked with GoDaddy.
Oh, okay.
And so they had a service where I could, I don't know if this is anything y'all deal with,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, they had a service that I could pay $100,
mm-hmm.
and they would broker to try to buy it. I didn't really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, but anyway,
yeah.
I emailed the person myself, so
mm-hmm.
trying to avoid the broker fee.
Yeah.
But I never heard anything back, so.
Okay. Well, no worries. There's lots of different ways that we have in order to get the domains that our clients want. Again, we've been doing this for a very, very long time. But also, if for some reason that mathiselectric.com wasn't available, but mathiselectric.org, mathiselectric.pro, one of the other options was available, we're going to go ahead and secure it for you no matter what, and get that completely squared away. So no worries.
Okay. Yeah, that one doesn't do this either. That one's probably available. Okay.
So you ready to get everything set up?
Yeah, we can move forward with this.
Cool. Give me just a second here. I'm assuming your first name is Preston, last name is Mathis, right?
Yeah, straightforward.
All right. And the best email address for you?
PrestonJMathis@gmail. It's the letter J.
All righty. PrestonJMathis@gmail.com. I'm going to send out a couple of Gmail. Okay, not Gmails with a Z. I'm going to send out a couple of emails, the first of which is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to have all the program details that I've outlined to you, that exact pricing locked in, no hidden gimmicks, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The second one's going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. And the phone number that we are speaking on, this 817-247-7346, is this the best phone number for the clients to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send out a series of text messages now, the first of which is going to be my direct phone number and extension line. The second is going to be the number for client support. And the third is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through exactly how to track your success with the package, okay?
Okay.
The best address to have Google send out the PIN code to you in the mail, is that going to be a home office at 1008 West Cedar Street, Arlington, Texas, 76012?
Yes.
Cool. We're going to keep that hidden on Google just because that's your physical address. When you have your client interview, which I'm going to schedule for you here in just a second, Preston, they're going to go ahead and they're going to send out that PIN code to you in the mail. It's going to come in a postcard-sized envelope. So just to be aware of that, they will go over it again, but it's really important once that PIN code is triggered that you have the availability to take that, to get that number back to us. That's the most important step, okay?
Okay, that's just to verify that I'm real.
That you're real. Yes, my friend. Now, I have available appointment time for client onboarding. The soonest appointment that I have is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Can you speak with my technician at that time?
No, because I would assume I would be on the phone for a while.
You're going to be on the phone for about 20 minutes. We do block off the entire hour in case the tech's finishing up with the client directly in front of you. It does not require that you have to be on the phone for the entire hour, but we want to make sure everyone has a chance to get all their questions answered. So what is the best time for you?
Okay, tomorrow. What's the latest that they work?
The same time, between 5 and 6.
My time?
Your time, yes, sir.
Okay. We can do... I could do like 5:30.
I can set it between 5 and 6. We only have hour increments.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, my daughter has a doctor appointment at 4, so, and
okay.
I'll be working before that, so.
Okay, so what I'll do is I will put a note in there that you prefer it to be as close to 5:30 as possible. I'm going to go ahead and notate that here. Give me just a second.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want them to call and me not be available.
Well, even if they'll make multiple attempts. So say they call and it's too early, then you just say, you know what, can you call me back in 30 minutes? And they will call you back in 30 minutes. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. You're going to get an email notification of that, too. Once you click yes and accept that, it's going to go ahead and just trigger to be loaded directly into your Google Calendar. Now, Preston, you're also going to receive a text message as well as an email reminder approximately 1 hour before. The thing that I want you to be aware of is that they're going to be calling you from our 877 phone number. A lot of folks don't answer those 877 calls. We don't want you to miss this call. We want you to get every single dollar's worth out of this package. So when they call from that 877 phone number, just be aware of that it is Local Splash contacting you. And lastly, you will get that text message as well as email reminder about an hour before the appointment. If for any reason, say you're getting into that afternoon and you're like, you know what, I actually need to push it a little bit further, just call or text back in, email back in and say, hey, I need to push it a little further, okay?
Okay.
Now, what are the hours of operation for you?
Hours of operation. Yeah, I mean, we could do 9 a.m. to, I mean, we could do 9 to 5. Let's just do that.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yes.
Okay. We can take payment integration. If you have a PayPal, business PayPal, we can do payment integration for you to take payment directly from your website as well.
Okay. Never mind.
Did you have a question?
Well, so Angie's List has the Angie Pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Okay.
So I haven't really used it much, so I don't really know much about it yet. So I wasn't sure. I don't think it would even be necessary to try to integrate it or anything.
Unless that's what you want. I mean, if there's some type of link that you'd be able to give us for payment through payment that way, that's always an option for you. You know, we're not haters. If there's a way for it to be done, we'll do it for you.
Yeah.
During client onboarding, they'll talk with you about that. I did put in here that you'd like payment integration. Now, anything else besides portable generator installation?
That's what I want to focus on now.
Uh-huh.
And then I will want to, I'm wanting to go full-time next year.
Uh-huh.
That's my goal. So, late next year.
Okay.
So anyway, so I will expand greatly what I can do. them. So
beautiful. Do you have a logo? You can expand at any time too. Anytime. Like say you start adding services slowly, no biggie. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a logo
have
or
a
do you
logo.
Need one? You do? Do you have photos?
I do, yeah. Photos of like a picture like
that you want on the website.
Photos of my work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have photos of some work.
Okay. Cool. And then what did you decide on the service radius for now?
Let's go 15.
15. Cool. And then is there any other authorized users that can call in and make changes or adjustments on this account?
Bianca Mathis.
Okay. Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Also, yep. What are we calling the business? Is it just called Preston Mathis or is it Mathis Electric?
Mathis Electric. So I actually need to change it on Angie. So I have all my paperwork filed.
Okay. Yeah. Mathis Electric. And then tell me also, do you have licensing, insurance, and tax ID?
I do not. Well, I'm a licensed business. I don't have insurance right now.
Okay.
And then tax ID, is that my EIN number?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Then,
very
yeah,
good.
I have that.
Very good. Working on insurance. It's not required to be on the first page of Google. It definitely helps to set a good precedent. The fact that you have license and tax ID, you're working on insurance, I'm sure, you know, over time. I mean, you can't insure if you're starting out slow and you're not really doing anything to be insured for yet. You know, as you're getting it moving forward, then you're going to get insurance. You know, all that stuff makes 100% sense. So I literally have everything that I need at this point. The only thing that I need to do, Preston, is what is Bianca's phone number, just in case?
817-739-8219. Yeah, and she's not going to be called for anything, right?
Like, absolutely not. It's just if she were to call in, say you went out of town for some reason or she needed to call and just pause the campaign for you. Say you got out of town and you called her and said, pause it. I need you to call and pause it because I don't want stuff coming in when I'm not available. Then she's going to call in and say, hey, you know, I'm his wife. And she'll be calling in from her phone, obviously, not from yours. Because every time you call in from your phone, it's recognized. It's recognized as okay, we can pull that account.
She's always running it for us.
Yeah. No, she's not going to be contacted for anything. Just she's an authorized user on the account in case of emergency, basically. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, no worries.
Sounds
now,
good.
For the cards you're putting on file, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
I'm slow. Sorry. Alrighty, 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
2262.
Mm-hmm.
9625.
Expiration month and year?
1126.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
813.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Mathis Electric.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Preston Mathis, owner.
Preston, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, December 21st, 2021, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 21st day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, Preston, we ask that you please just contact client support 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Preston, that concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is send you one last text message. Please click on the link that I've provided you there. It's going to say https://my.localsplash.com.
Yeah.
That right there is going to be a copy of the terms and conditions. So just go ahead and as you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. As you scroll down, you're going to see literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you on the month-to-month basis with no contract. Just go to the bottom, click the box certifying you're the person who made the financial purchase on behalf of the company today, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, just as it's seen there. Once you hit confirm, go ahead.
One more thing I had a question about. So as long as I stay month to month, am I locked in?
It's never going to go up or change.
Okay. Unless I cancel and re-sign up or something like that.
Correct. And usually, I mean, we rarely have people do that. They usually just stay on because it's so affordable and we offer the pause feature, you know. So if they have to do that, then we just pause it for them.
So the pause feature, is that so that would just pause the Google Ad budget?
It would pause everything and you wouldn't be charged. So basically you wouldn't lose anything. You would still get to keep the website. The local map listing is going to stay up. It is going to pause that ad budget, of course. But we're not going to, like, we have people on the East Coast that do like landscaping and, you know, they got to pause completely through the winter. Like they're not offering any winter services. So we have a complete seasonal hold or a pause. So it just depends on what you need at that time.
Okay, and then does the pause, is that like I can, like I'm just going away for 2 days, I can just pause it for 2 days and then resume it, or is this like, I gotta pause it for a month?
Oh, no, you can pause it for just a couple of days if that's what you need.
Okay. Yeah, so that's kind of like Andy's where I can pause it for 2 days and...
Yeah, but we're not going to automatically click it back on and it start charging you a different price either. You know what I mean?
Honestly, you've heard about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar. I've been doing this for 7 years, Preston. I've been doing this a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So once you go ahead and sign that term and condition for me and then hit confirm signature, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password. You can bookmark that screen because that is going to be the tracking and reporting system. You will receive the login credentials for it in 3 to 5 days' time. Your client interview has to be conducted first, and we have to build your tracking system. So the username will always be the phone number for the business. The password will be auto-generated, and then you can change it after that. But as of right now, everything else is completely squared away and set up, okay?
Okay, and then I'll hear from someone tomorrow around 5.
Yep. between 5 and 6, you first will receive that text message as well as email reminder about an hour before the appointment. If for any reason you're unable to keep it, then feel free to reach back to us, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.